You're listening to Arts and More on WMUK. I'm Robbie Feinberg. For anyone who's ever lost a parent or grandparent, the emotional trauma can hurt badly. But what can make it worse is their memories and history are often lost with them. One Michigan-based hospice network, though, has brought in a program that works to preserve those memories for future generations.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you some questions about some memories of, that you have of the past.
Inside a dimly lit room at the Brookdale Assisted Living Facility in Battle Creek, resident Ann Martin straightens up in her wheelchair as volunteer Dana Perrin pulls out a tiny voice recorder.
You can just talk right into this, and then after a few more sessions, we're going to have our Great Lakes Caring team put it together on a disc for your family.
Martin moved into Brookdale about a year and a half ago to be closer to her daughter, Pat.
Almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in November. So far, I've had my ups and I've had my downs.
The transition's been a little tough. After Martin's husband passed away more than 2 decades ago, Martin became fiercely independent. She cooked and cleaned on her own, visited family whenever she wanted. But when the family decided that Martin needed more support, she came here, to Brookdale.
And at first, when you're away by yourself in your own room, afterwards I got to thinking, hey, this is pretty neat. Everything's close.
Perrin pops into Martin's room about once a week, recorder in hand, as part of a program from the hospice service Great Lakes Caring. It's called Life Stories. For more than 6 years now, Great Lakes volunteers have spent hours with patients, asking them questions like, where were you born, or talk about your first kiss. That leads to stories that are eventually pulled onto a personalized disc and given to patients' families. Becky Matthews is the company's vice president for hospice. She says Great Lakes Caring wanted a program that would give families a legacy, something that wouldn't just last for a few weeks. Life Stories made sense.
As you get older, and you know that your parents are getting older and more fragile, and sometimes their memories are going, and then they're gone, you would really cherish having those stories and what made your parents what they are.
Did you do any other family vacations?
Well, we always went on vacation.
Back inside Brookdale, Martin has already talked about trips to Denmark and Ocean City, New Jersey. But Perrin's favorite story of hers came from the 1940s, during World War II.
For me personally, I really enjoyed the fact that she shared with me that she was a USO girl and met her husband at an officer's dance. And we kind of divulged a little bit into that and how he proposed to her. And did he really propose? We were still on the cuff about that. Did he say, will you marry me, or was it, were you going to come to Ohio with me?
One time, it was after he had finished officer's candidate school where he graduated from. And he said, now I have time off, so I get to go home. He said, maybe sometime you can go with me. And I thought, ha, ha, ha. Before I knew it, he was back again, and then finally he took me.
Matthew says the biggest challenge in getting those stories out is modesty. Many patients don't think their stories are special enough to be recorded. As Perrin wraps up today's interview session, Martin says the same thing.
So how many times will I?
And how many times would you like me to come?
Oh, I'm running out of thoughts.
Martin's daughter, Pat Lips, says that doesn't matter. She just wants to hold on to the memories.
Well, I really didn't know my grandparents very well. They died, my mother's parents died young. So I don't have much memory of them at all. And I just had a grandfather on the other side. So, yeah, I mean, it would have been nice to have known them or known what they were about. Even when Mom said that she doesn't really have much to say, that she's not been a celebrity or anything, and yet it's the everyday that we're all part of.
There are just a few stories on a disc, but Lip says that for her children, even her grand and great-grandchildren, they'll be cherished. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.